As you know, Steve Harvey is going through his own debacle with people across the country believing he should not have gone and visited Donald Trump. They think it's just a photo op. Well, in our gospel community, it's a couple artists who are invited to the inaugural ball to perform.
Yes.
Travis Green, Mr. Intentional, and Jonathan McReynolds. Gotta have you. I call him the voice. Jonathan said, no, I'm not going. Yeah, no. Travis said, man, I'm going.
Gotta be the light.
I'm gonna sing. I gotta be the light in this dark place.
Uh-huh.
Keep it 100. What are your thoughts? You on the line with Willie Moore Jr.
I think as far as any decision that we make, it should be intentional and not any emotional. So I think both of the guys are right. For Jonathan, I'm grateful that he knows that his intentions should be better, to maybe pray for him from afar and maybe not do it. And then with Travis, it's intentional for him, and so he should do it. Because I think if Jonathan did it out of necessity, then it wouldn't be a blessing. So I'm just keeping it 100 flat out.
Flat out. Her phone was going in and out.
Boy,
yeah.
That thing.
I think the feds is listening on her phone. We got to pray about
like
who.
It was tapped, huh?
Yeah, we got to pray about who she hanging around. Them people is listening. You know, before I was saved, you know, I knew what it sounded like. You start talking in codes, praise the Lord. So family, you know me, I got to keep it 100, man.
Right.
I know both of these brothers, right? So I want to do my best to get Travis Green on the phone. And I want to know why he accepted, because I'm sure he has an amazing reason on why he did. Of course, he said it, but let's dig deeper. I want to know. So we're going to get Travis Green on
the
line.
Yeah, because the thing about it is, and it's what I'm seeing with everybody that, like I've said before, who's even in a photo with Donald Trump right now. The attack is coming.
You don't even post a picture. Don't even say that. They're like, don't do nothing. We don't want you to do nothing.
They don't.
Keep it 100. What are your thoughts? Flat out.
Well, first, I was asking just this yesterday, where the gospel folks at? Where's the Christians? Who's saying something about this inauguration? So I'm glad you brought that platform up. Should the people go? This is my opinion. Know your intentions while you're going. If you're going, you be responsible for yourself while you're going, because in the end, only you have to answer to God. Nobody else has to answer to God.
That's good.
Don't go in there showing out. Don't go in there being ridiculous. This is the highest office in our nation.
Thanks.
And our current president showed us, and you know what I mean by us, how to act. So act like you know how to act. Don't go in there being silly. Don't go in
yes,
there.
Yes, ma'am.
Sound like a mama.
Ain't no sense in shuffle. For, I am a mom. I got four kids.
Ain't no sense. Oh, my mic is on. For,
if you're going to go in there, Shufflefoot, rescind the invitation.
Amen.
And on a second note, just like Mr. Steve Harvey, now you didn't embarrass yourself and everybody like us. You should have just said, no, thank you. I appreciate the offer. I'm just keeping it all 100, and thank you.
So, Big Man, the producer, listen, I got to keep it 100 with you. It's so many people who feel like we got to go in there and act right. You like, how can she say Steve Harvey? It goes back to the point that you just said. The part was when he came down and he had that conversation. If he would have came out and did the Steve Harvey thing and just walk out, yeah, we met. What'd you meet about? Nothing. It's all good. And he walked off. Everything would have been good. But I think with him publicly bashing him so much during the election, as well as, you know, and this is like on his shows, this is on his radio show, this is on video, all of this is there, and it just made him look like a hypocrite when he said this is a sincere guy. Not that the person can't have a change of heart,
right?
Not that you don't meet a different person when you meet him in person,
but in the public eye.
But in the public eye, your track record has shown that this is not what I support. But then you say, this is what I do support. So that's why she said that. You're on the line with Willie Moore Jr. Keep it 100. Flat out.
Well, let me preface my conversation by first of all saying I'm not a Donald Trump fan or a Ben Carson fan. But I want to just say that, just like Travis Green just said, we have to be a light in a dark world. And with Donald Trump being so socially active on social media, he may not listen to what the people say, but somebody may be able to get close to him. And if you stand and haven't done all to stand, you may be able to change his heart or Ben's heart. My grandma used to say, you can't clean a fish you haven't caught. Somebody has to be the martyr. Thanks. I'm just keeping it 100. Flat out.
Hey, you on the line with Willie Moore Jr. Keep it 100 quickly, flat out.
You know, I respect what my pastor said on Sunday, and we should respect the authority of that position.
And are we just going to continue to kind of band together to be negative, continue to be negative because we may not want him in office? Or are we going to figure out a way that we can call him on what he said he was going to do? He said he was going to help inner cities. He said he was going to correct things. So rather than just kind of running away, why not go to him? You don't have to like him. You don't have to put your arms around him and say, oh, I love you, Donald Trump. But what you can do is take the time to talk with him and say, okay, keep your promises. What are you going to do? I'm just keeping it 100, flat out.
Flat out. So many people are still checking in. Do me a favor. We gotta move to the flat out hit. But if you want to keep this opportunity to speak about it going, follow us at WMJ Show to keep this dialogue going, family, because, you know, a lot of people have some amazing opinions, and I don't want yours to just be dampered because we stopped, right? I want you to continue to communicate because I think great communication brings great solutions.